Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now as we get ready to wrap up the show, a few minutes with Mo Rocca, formerly Daily Show correspondent, panelist on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, correspondent for CBS Sunday Morning with Charles Osgood, one-time judge on Iron Chef America, regular contributor to CBS This Morning, and we're out of time. Mo, thanks very much for coming today. It's been a pleasure. No, but really, you're here to talk about any of those things, and mostly, however, the new season of My Grandmother's Ravioli. A new episode airs tonight, which I am told includes Foxy Sephardic Grandmothers.
Exactly, yes. This is our Foxy Sephardic Grandmother episode that everyone's been buzzing about. Well, at least I was buzzing about it last time I was on this show with you. No, they're terrific. I mean, these women know how to cook, and we make some terrific foods, and we talk very candidly about their lives and about intermarriage and about Ashkenazic cuisine, because Sephardic cuisine is very saucy, just like these grandmothers, and it's very rich, and it's very different from Ashkenazic cuisine. But like in all our episodes, it's really about learning about the lives of the people who actually are cooking with me.
And listeners, we have a few minutes for your phone calls. We'll call it Ask Mo Rocca Anything.
Calls. Yes, ask me anything.
From Sexy Sephardic Grandmas to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me to You Pick It, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I have a question for you about Twitter, because you have almost 500,000 followers, which is not Bieber level, but pretty darn impressive. And you're active. You respond to people. You really seem to read your messages. How do you manage that? Do you have access to some sort of super Twitter?
I have a staff that – no, I'm kidding. I do not. There are some people who have paid people tweeting for them. I am not one of those people. My latest Twitter engagement was with the city of Buffalo. I am going to Buffalo tomorrow on to do two stories, one on the cuisine of Buffalo, the other on Millard Fillmore, who is our only president who is buried in Buffalo, our 13th president.
This is what I love about you. You find things that people almost instinctively are not interested in, like the cuisine of Buffalo or President Millard Fillmore, and you make them interesting.
Well, you know, Millard Fillmore is our only president who built his own house. And if you go to his house in East Aurora, which is actually on the outskirts of Buffalo, you can actually brandish Millard Fillmore's noodle roller. It's the best kitchen appliance I've seen in any presidential home, and I've been at most of them. And so he was very artisanal, apparently, like because he would – this noodle roller, which sounds a little racy, is actually used for, I guess, you know, making noodles, right? Anyway, the point is that he's a lot more interesting than you'd think. And Buffalo's really interesting.
What else is Buffalo cuisine?
Well, there is wings.
Buffalo wings. I
right,
guess
but they just
one.
Called them wings. And beef on weck, which is a wonderful roast beef sandwich on something like a Kaiser roll with kosher salt and caraway seeds. And it's a wonderful sandwich. So for a balanced diet, you want wings and beef on weck. That's a Buffalo balanced diet. And by the way, the Washington Post named Buffalo one of the hot terms for 2014. So we're all about Buffalo. And they pour it on.
Here's a cooking show behind the scenes question. Are you preparing like – 5 different versions of the dish in advance to help the shoot? You know, like how much touching up of the food happens on an average cooking show?
Well, here's the deal. There are grandparent cooking. Some of the most delicious grandmother food, and think about what your own grandmother made for you, in high definition can look pretty disgusting. It can look like slop. It can look like something that, I don't know, that after – well, let's just say that it doesn't look very appetizing, but it is in fact really appetizing. So we help in some cases the grandparents sort of make their dish a little bit more attractive for high definition cameras. But we don't mess with their recipe at all. I mean, they make the dish that they've been making in some cases for decades. By the way, we are looking for grandmothers and grandfathers for season 3. We've had a lot of warm, wonderful, generous grandparents. I am looking for cranky, crusty grandparents for season 3.
Who also make a great cranky crust?
Yes, pie. Yeah, cranky pie makers. I mean, our fantasy is a scowling Armenian. We want a scowling Armenian or a curmudgeonly Croat.
How do they apply?
GrandparentsWhoCook.com. So if you're a bossy Bolivian, get online right now. GrandparentsWhoCook.com. Because, you know, the warm and fuzzy grandparents are great, but grandparents come in all temperaments.
All right. On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, how much research do you really do in advance, and how spontaneous are your one-liners?
Well, I have found that if you go into a taping with a line that you think is going to kill, it won't, because the audience instinctively responds to what's actually spontaneous. And that's a very nice excuse for doing no preparation, but it actually happens to work that way. No, I don't really read up on the news. I think, like a lot of people, I get it through osmosis. I mean, you walk down the street in New York and you see like a, you know, a ticker, right? Like one of those electronic things around a building.
If you happen to be at Times Square, yeah.
Yeah, you can't escape
the news. A zipper.
Yeah,
they actually call it a zipper. When the news ticker goes around a building.
It's called a zipper.
A zipper.
That's interesting. Thank you. Well, in any case, I get my news from zippers.
I get my news from zippers.
And that's
quote
how rumors
of the
get
day
started.
From Mo Rocca, who obviously does not need to prepare to be funny. Dick in Chappaqua, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. Mo, I hung out with you at the Inner City Scholarship Fund dinner, and I was wondering if you could tell people about that.
Sure. The Inner City Scholarship Fund is a fund that that bankrolls kids who want to go to inner city parochial schools in New York City. It's a wonderful charity. These schools do heroic work, and the dinner is always fun every year.
212-433-WNYC from Mo Rocca. Hi, we have another caller. I'm sorry, I don't have your name, but you're on the air. Hi. Who's this? Somebody there on this line?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. I didn't think yet. I'm sorry. It's Ross from New Windsor. Hello, Mo. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Ross.
I thought my daughter was going to come upstairs with a question. My question that I told to your staff was, what's the next book? It looks like you've published a few, but do you have another book in you?
I think I have another book. I've only published one book. At least there's only one book under my name, which was about presidential pets and the role that they've played in decision-making in the White House, going back to George Washington's donkey. Teddy Roosevelt had 36 pets, more than any other president, including a one-legged rooster that I've always loved, because I think it really sort of exemplifies who T.R. was, an asthmatic child who grew up to be our most robust president. So this one-legged rooster, I always imagine him hopping up San Juan Hill, when in fact it was actually Kettle Hill. I don't know how they in Cuba where – anyway. I will write another book, whether it's on food or presidents, I'm not sure. Maybe it will be on William Howard Taft, and then I can combine both.
Ross, thanks a lot. And I listed before all the things you have going on, books, TV, web series, cooking shows, radio. Obviously, success builds on itself. But I wonder if there's a lesson about the state of media here, that you sort of have to do a million little projects to reach people in all these diverse ways.
I think that may very well be true, that things are so fragmented now. I mean, I'm happy to live in the age in which we live because, you know, I was – the kid who preferred eating the little cereal boxes, the variety pack, rather than the big box. So maybe I'm just lucky that this is an age in which you can do a whole lot of different little niche things. It makes life fun. It's like staying enrolled in college all your life and only taking electives.
John in Paramus, you're on WNYC with Mo Rocca. Hi, John.
I enjoy you on Wait, every week or whenever you're on. But how long does it actually take to just do one show, and how much of it is edited down to like 1 hour?
Well, the nice thing is we show up there, the panelists, and the show on air, if you take out the news blocks, is probably about 52 minutes maybe. We're taping for about 90 minutes. Mm. So there's about 40 minutes of stuff that's not so funny and maybe not appropriate for radio, which is maybe a reason to come see a live taping.
Wayne in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC with Mo Rocca. Hi, Wayne.
No, you did a whole segment on meat for CBS Sunday Morning. How about for us vegans and vegetarians putting an emphasis not on meat, on the vegan alternative?
I did a segment on meat, or maybe I'm talking about buffalo cuisine, which is very meaty. Well, I will tell you that on my grandmother's ravioli, I made vegan meatballs, meatless meatballs made with pecan meal, and they were delicious.
All right.
Thank you.
The vegan lobby is satisfied.
Yes, I have to. You know, in this day and age, you got to keep everyone satisfied.
You were a correspondent on The Daily Show from 1998 to 2003, and people may or may not remember how much you helped shape that show's political coverage in those days. So do you watch stories like this Chris Christie bridge scandal now and sort of imagine how you were covering it, would cover it, or think, God, I wish I was still writing for the going on the Daily Show when, you know, when stuff like this happens?
Sure. I mean, absolutely, because a story like that, there's no better place to really riff on it. Also, for kind of for a sustained period because the audience is so interested. But, you know, that's what Twitter is for. And even on Sunday morning, we can handle it as well. So there's so many different places to talk about that stuff. But absolutely, I mean, there's no better place.
But on Sunday morning, you have to do the mellow rapture of the long span bridge.
Yes, we leave you now with the governor of New Jersey wallowing through the meadowlands.
My grandmother's ravioli airs tonight at 8 o'clock on the Cooking Channel, so people can tune in before they switch over to the season premiere of Duck Dynasty. I guess it would kind of go like that. We've posted some videos from the show on our site, as well as links to some of the great grandmother recipes, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Mo Rocca, thanks as always for joining
us. And remember the trailer for my new sitcom, Shabbos Goy. We've got to talk about Shabbos Goys next time I'm on. You know about the Shabbos Goy, right?
Who turns on the lights and stuff
yes,
on Saturday.
Yes, it's always been my fantasy to star in a sitcom where I play a Shabbos Goy.
And after that, there's nothing left to say except enjoy Buffalo.
Thank you, I will. They invented the modern shoe there.